From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations continue to hammer out a nuclear deal between six world powers and Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry says that negotiators are hopeful that they will be able to reach an agreement, but they still need to work through what he called some very tough issues.
I think everybody would like to see an agreement, but we have to work through some tough issues.
Kerry's comments in Vienna Saturday came as he launched a series of closed-door talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Zarif said that the two sides would need to work very hard in order to make progress and move forward.
We will continue to insist on the fact that the other side needs to implement and abide by its commitment, particularly on the removal of sanctions. All of the sanctions, economic and financial sanctions, need to be removed immediately.
With a self-imposed June 30th deadline looming, some of the toughest issues remain on the table. In April, Iran and the United States, Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany agreed to a plan that was supposed to be the foundation for a final agreement that would provide Iran relief from sanctions while restricting Tehran's ability to produce nuclear weapons. Kurdish fighters have driven out the Islamic State group from the Syrian border town of Kobani 2 days after the jihadists took over several of the town's neighborhoods. At least 174 civilians have been killed in the conflict since the Islamic State group infiltrated the town Thursday. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, recaptured the contested town near the Turkish border earlier this year. They have been chipping away at IS control elsewhere. This is VOA News. European finance ministers are holding an emergency meeting after Greece said the outcome of bailout talks would be put to a national referendum. Speaking to reporters before the meeting in Brussels, Eurozone head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said that Greece's decision was a sad one that closed the door on further talks.
I think we must conclude that, however regrettable, that the program will expire on Tuesday night. That is the latest date we could have reached an agreement, and it will expire on Tuesday night.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras received a standing ovation Saturday in Parliament, which convened to debate the government's request for a referendum. Meanwhile, Greeks lined up outside banks to withdraw as much money as possible. Some ATMs ran out of cash overnight. Greece needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout to repay nearly $2 billion in loans to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. An African-American woman removed the Confederate flag Saturday from a pole near the state capitol in South Carolina, 1 day after U.S. President Barack Obama called the flag a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation. The South Carolina Department of Public Safety said in a statement that the flag from a Confederate war memorial on the Capitol grounds was replaced within an hour and no further damage was caused. Tamika Lewis is a spokeswoman for the group that sponsored the protest.
Well, as a group of multiracial human beings, we believe in the fundamental idea of humanity. So this was done because we were tired of waiting for the judicial system to make the decision that have been prolonging for a very long time.
Following the removal of the flag, 30-year-old Brittany Newsom and James Ian Tyson, both from North Carolina, were arrested and charged with defacing a monument, a misdemeanor charge in such an incident. Newsom allegedly climbed a flagpole outside the state capitol in Columbia, the capital of South Carolina, and took down the Confederate flag. Tyson, who had accompanied Newsom, stood in a restricted area near the pole. Hundreds of heavily armed police officers in a remote part of New York State are focusing their hunt for a prison escapee on a heavily wooded area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Authorities say convicted killer David Sweat might have a tougher time eluding authorities now that he is alone. His fellow escapee, Richard Matt, was shot and killed by police on Friday. The two men had staged a spectacular escape from a prison more than 3 weeks ago. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.